Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Power Show. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and I have a lovely guest today, Deb Mayhew, and her business is Deb Mayhew Artistry. She's a photographer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here.
Thank you for being here. I'm so excited today. We're live today, which is kind of exciting. And now, what I really want to get into right away, Deb, is that you really do work full-time. You have a full-time job, but yet you have the store and you are able to manage all of this. How are you able to do all of that?
Well, the business, the photography business, and the store itself is a ball. I really enjoy doing it. To me, it's not even work; it's the love of it. I do have a full-time profession. I've had a lot of years in retail, and I worked for several companies in the retail loss prevention department as a director, investigator, and district. And the loss prevention field protects company assets. It's anything from the reputation to the building to the people and things along that line. And I lost my position. My position was eliminated back in 2011 after a number of years with a great company. And I had some time on my hands while I was looking for another job. And I always enjoyed photography. I've been an artist all my life.
And now, you've been an artist all your life.
I have. I've done lots of oils, pastels. Oh. I mean, I worked with art even from high school on, but I never sold it or did anything along that line. And when I had some time, I went out and bought a very good camera.
Great.
And I said, you know what? I'm going to do this because I don't have the time to really spend on painting. So mm-hmm. This is another way of using those artistic talents to a photograph. You use the same principle.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you fell in love right away with all natural photography.
I did. I had a lot of help, encouragement from my family, friends. We had some shows that we did. I enrolled in things like the Waterfront Festival in Plymouth, and we did the Sandwich Fest and the Newport Jazz Festival. And
right off the bat, really.
I did a little bit on the street side. I remember setting up my table on the street side, and I put out my prints. And the encouragement that I got from our customers really helped propel me to where I am now.
Gave you the confidence.
Absolutely.
Gave you lots
absolutely.
Of yeah. They, really, all that encouragement is such a nice thing.
Mm-hmm. They really helped me just take it that one step further.
Mm-hmm.
So
nice.
I had an opportunity. We were going to be doing a large show in Providence right around the holiday season. And for those that are interested in doing festivals and craft events, you usually have to get in about 6 months ahead of time because many of them are juried.
Mm-hmm.
So you get juried and they accept you and you go from there. And at the last minute...
Is that like a lottery?
No, it's a jury. They look at the product that you have.
Really?
And it has certain criteria that it has to meet. And then once they determine that you've met that criteria, they will only take so many photographers or jewelers or whatever.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So anyways, the sponsors ended up pulling out in our Providence show. So we had many, many artisans that had nowhere to go because everything else was closed.
Oh.
So I went to the mall and I said, you know, I'm going to try to maybe open up a kiosk or something like that just mm-hmm. to go through the holiday season. And the rest is history. I have a
now,
great
what,
store.
What made you decide not to do the kiosk? I know we were going to try to save this for later, but let's talk about that now. You were going to do the kiosk,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of said, "Nope, I'm gonna go all the way, and I'm just gonna have a whole store."
Well, interesting enough, when you're dealing with malls and businesses,
mm-hmm.
they make a lot of their money in the fall season, in the holiday season.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's when they get the bigger rents and things along that line. And if I was going to open up a kiosk, I was going to still be paying that holiday rent. When I looked at it from a broad perspective, it wasn't that much more in the scope of things to open up a store. I have a wonderful leasing agent that really helped me through the whole process. Mm-hmm. He did a great job.
Mm-hmm. So you said, okay, we're just going to open up the whole store.
There we go.
Now, are you from New England?
I am. I grew up in the Brockton area. My dad was a custodian for the Brockton school system. My mom was pretty much a homemaker. I have a brother that has Down syndrome, and he pretty much occupied a lot of her time, although they were extremely encouraging to me to grow and develop from an artistic standpoint. And now both my parents have since passed, and I now have my brother. I have custodial of my brother.
Now, how do you handle all of this?
I have a lot of support.
Yeah.
I have a lot of support. I have a great guy who's been my fiancé for a number of years. And he is at the store during the daytime when I'm working my career. And my sister, Diane, who is also one of the artisans, she does a lot of the baskets. She also stays at the store a couple of days a week for me. And then I have another artisan that will fill in at times, too. So okay. We have a lot of support.
Excellent. Now, did you go to the beach a lot when you were younger?
Yeah, I fell in love with the beach when I was very, very young. Our family, my mom...
Because a lot of your photography is of the... The ocean and the sand, mm-hmm. and you're in love with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh no, that's quite all right. I just find a lot of solace at the beach. And when I was younger, growing up, it was my mom and her two sisters and their families, and every Sunday we went to Duxbury Beach, and I have this love for Duxbury Beach. So that was where we always went when we had problems or we wanted to think about something, and the beach has always spoken to me.
And they did encourage you.
Oh, absolutely.
To you know, fulfill any kind of artisan, endeavor that you were sort of capturing as you were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have done the artist vendor thing because you started in June of 2011, your mm-hmm. photography business. How many shows did you actually do before you actually decided to open up that store?
Oh my!
Did you really have a lot of vendor shows under your belt?
I
mean, it's really there's a lot that just are geared just for photography.
I never did any of the specific to photography ones. I tried to do predominantly juried shows because the juried shows. You're basically verifying that you, in fact, did the work, and it's not a resell from shops, other places where you can buy other jewelry and resell it.
Mm-hmm.
I did the Water Street Festival, the Sandwich. There was a Gatsby down in Rhode Island, Newport Jazz Festival, and the Newport Folk Festival.
I think this is really interesting that it's not like you had 10 years of this under your belt.
Mm-mm.
Very powerful that you decided to just go full force and only having, you know, a handful of these shows under your belt.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. Again, our customers really encouraged us. I mean, they said, oh, I love the way you look at it this way. Or I never really look at anything, I guess, the normal way.
I love your photography. Now, so tell me a little bit more. You have the beach is one of your sort
it's
of...
It's one of my favorites.
One of your favorites. Cars.
Tugboats.
Trains.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of requests from little guys that wanted to see trains. And I said, you know, I took a ride down to the Essex Museum in Connecticut, and they had a lot of steam trains there, and I was able to photograph those for the little guys.
Really, really cool stuff. The thing that caught my eye is the car images on your website.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a gal listening right now and you have a guy that loves cars, you've got to go to Deb Mayhew, Mayhew, artistry.com, and just, you know, click through to the photo gallery. Those photos are amazing. How are you inspired to take those images at those angles?
Well, you have to, I always look at it, what's the coolest piece on the car, or what would make a really great really great photo. Like I have some of a guitar, and I'm shooting down the whole key, the fretboard of the guitar.
Yeah.
Instead of just taking a photograph of a guitar,
like straight on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your vision is really interesting. I'm blown away by it. We are going to go to a commercial break in a couple of minutes, but I wanted to ask you. You know, your website is very advanced. Nowadays, you can't really just be a photographer or just be an artist or just be an entrepreneur. You really have to know so much more, don't you?
You do, and you have to also rely on those that have the knowledge on that. I have a great website that is specific for photographers that is behind the scenes on that.
Mm-hmm.
So anything to do with photography, there's printing companies that are behind it that will print the photos for the customer and automatically send them to the customer.
Yes.
For them. Yeah, you have to have, it's not just putting up your photos on a wall and calling it a day. You really have to expand.
Because in your website, I mean, you can purchase the prints. Can you purchase them framed?
You can. There are some frame packages on there, yes.
Mm-hmm. And everything is very affordable.
Thank you. Well, that's part of the philosophy, and I know we'll probably talk about that a little bit later.
Yes.
But I would really prefer to have more people have my photography and beautify their home than just a group of elite. You know what I mean? I would rather have everyone enjoy the beauty and not just a few.
Yeah, it's very, very inspiring and just so open that you're willing to, you're not compromising. I don't feel like you're compromising. Mm. I feel like you're just being so giving.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're clearly a very polished photographer. So I really personally feel like that's just such an amazing gift for you to just make it really affordable.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to go to a break, and I don't know, we'll think about what we're going to talk about next.
Okay.
You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and Deb Mayhew Artistry is over at the Independence Mall in Kingston. She's at that red entrance across from the food court.
That's right.
And I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to 95.9 WATD.
Looking for a unique gift or a photo of your favorite place? Deb Mayhew Artistry, located in the Independence Mall, is the perfect place to find that special item. In addition to beautiful local photography, Deb Mayhew Artistry offers merchandise by local artisans, showcasing superior craftsmanship. Deb Mayhew Artistry believes great merchandise can be affordable without compromising quality. Deb Mayhew Artistry has something to fit every budget. Find them at the Independence Mall in Kingston, opposite the food court at the red entrance. You can also visit debmayhewartistry.com.
Are you willing to stretch and release the shadows of your past? Are you willing to go beyond your limitations? Some of the most profound lessons are from the teachings of pain. No matter how diverse the human experience, no matter how complicated life goes on, getting on with it, that is the hard part. Like pain, hope is boundless. Discover how to transform emotional despair into a glorious transformation of self-love, reclaiming a deep connection to living again. I'm Cindy Barg. For consultations, please go to gettingbeyondlifestuff.com.
Special moments and memories. Picture riding a gondola in Venice, walking on a glacier in Alaska, or swimming with the dolphins in the Caribbean with Princess Cruises. It's more than just a vacation. It's a collection of special moments and memories that will last a lifetime. Experience fine cuisine, various onboard activities and events, and warm, welcoming service that is known to be Princess. For special offers on Princess Cruises, call Wendy Cushing at Cruise Planners today at 508-888-1203 or visit us online at lifeisgoodgocruising.com.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and we are with Deb Mayhew Artistry. I love saying that all together. It's such a great name. And she's at the Independence Mall in Kingston at the red entrance across from the food court.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of other artisans in her store. She's not just her own photography. But I do want to, we were just talking about your website, so I want to hang on to that topic and
mm-hmm.
talk about that transparent watermark thing. I didn't even know what it was called, and my husband actually filled that in for me yesterday. So it's like a little transparent that just has your name, Deb Mayhew Artistry LLC, and you have that on every image. Why is that important as a photographer?
It's to protect your work, your work from being stolen. Again, the website that I have that backs my website, or the company that backs my website, offers that. So I watermark everything. That way, someone just can't download the picture and print it off themselves. There is a tremendous amount of theft. Just like in the music industry, there is a tremendous amount of theft in the photography business as well.
Okay, so people, let's dive into that a little bit. People out there in the world, beyond U.S., I'm assuming, are actually finding photography. And if it doesn't have a watermark, what are they doing with those images? Are they...
They're printing them and they can sell them or they can try to sell them. Yeah.
So I feel like, and this is just my own personal opinion, I feel like you're really being strategic by putting the watermark rather than living in fear. It's not like you're living in fear. You're just being strategic and you're being, you know, professional and you're being careful.
Absolutely. I think if you go to any photography website, any photographer's website, you'll see some sort of a watermark or something that's across the bottom, or they may put their name right across the bottom on the corners.
Or copyright.
Yes.
Sometimes you see it just says copyright on it.
Absolutely.
Which I think is important. And, you know, as far as there are some photographers out there that do, you know, weddings and portraits and things like that. Do you dive into any of that?
I don't. I don't get involved in weddings or sitting, you know, any type of sitting type photography. That's really just not my area. I just enjoy the beauty around my beauty around me.
And it's more, is it called still photography?
I do some still photography.
What is still
photography?
But I do
mostly still photography. To me, still photography is setting up something that's non-life, for example. For example, my guitar, the photograph I have of the guitar, that to me is a still. In painting, still lives are bowls of fruit in baskets and things like that.
So the fences, I really like all the fences that you do on the beach and the boardwalks and different really interesting angles that you, I don't know how you see it, because I'm looking at it, I'm like, I never would have thought to take a photo of some of these items in that way. What kind of, is that, you call it nature photography, natural photography?
To me, it's nature. It's landscape photography. Every one of my photographs, I don't Photoshop, I don't do any of that stuff to it.
Really?
Absolutely not. I'm a natural photographer, everything that I have. The only time that I may do something is maybe take a person out of a picture for privacy reasons for that individual.
Okay.
That's about
it. If there happened to be in the background and you took it and it's a great photo and you want it because you can't capture that again.
Right. And you can clearly see who they are, I will just take that out.
Yep.
That is the only touch-up that I do to my photos.
Nice.
Yeah. The way you have them is the way I took them.
Now, so some of the photography that you have on your website, where it's in the beach realm, so we don't call that architectural. Even with the fences, it's not really architectural.
I don't really classify it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there may be a technical term for that, but I don't classify it that way. To me, it's all landscape and nature photography.
So the watermarks really are important.
Yeah, they're preventative.
They're a preventative. I like that. Preventative maintenance.
There you go.
I like that. Now, so let's dive into your actual... you know, the store itself, do you know, how many square feet do you have?
We have roughly about a 1,400 square foot box. We have about 200 in the back room and 1,200 on the floor. I try to use as much vertical space as I do horizontal space.
Absolutely.
We have about a 41 foot wall that has all the photography on it. And then we have photos. We utilize every nook and cranny, shall we say, in the store. Because it's not just my photography. We have 18 other artisans that contribute to that store. And that's what makes it successful. Because we have a great team of artisans who we all have the same belief that we would rather sell our merchandise for a little bit less so that more people can enjoy it.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's such a team effort that you're all just working together and helping each other. And now, so you said you have 18?
We have 18 artisans. in addition to my photography, we have creations by Patty Roy. She does a lot of resin jewelry. It's a resin that hardens, that doesn't melt in the sun. Some resins will melt under heat. Hers does not. Once it's on there, it's on there. She does bracelets and she does earrings and things along that line. She does some really cool stuff.
So really there are some resin products that people use to make jewelry or what have you. And if you wear it, it would be heat sensitive.
No, it's pretty much when they're displaying it at a craft event or something like that in the direct sunlight, it can soften.
Okay.
Patty's will not. So she uses a lot of pewter and resin. We also have Kim Yonica for Kim's Creations. Kimmy does a lot of beautiful jewelry with sterling silver and Swarovski crystals.
Nice.
I always have problems saying that.
I know.
Swarovski crystals.
I can't even say. I'm not even going to try.
And she also does a lot of leather bracelets with pewter insets that have a magnetic clasp. She does some really terrific stuff, a lot of glass bead work. She does beautiful stuff.
So two jewelers, or do you have more?
I have a couple more. I have Sue Greaves from Sue Stones. She does some awesome stuff. I have this on right here. This is one of hers.
That's beautiful.
She takes what we call money stones. When we were a kid growing up walking the beach, when you found a stone that had a stripe in it, my mom used to call it a money stone.
Oh.
And this is not a money stone. This is a white, and I'll get into this in a second. She takes the stones, and she also now does beach glass, and she wraps it in sterling wire, and then she puts gold wire on the corners.
I just love to hold it.
This is a white stone. When my daughter and I were walking the beach last fall, we had a family matter that was kind of heartening, and we collected a couple of white stones, and I said to Sue, is there any way that you could wrap these so I can give one to my daughter and one
for myself?
Aww. So that's what this is. It's a white stone from Scusset Beach, as a matter of fact. we also have the hand-painted merchandise by Renee Thomas from Strokes and Stitches. Renee does some cool hand-painted merchandise. She does the sippy cups and the diva girls.
You gave me a gift. Yeah. I can't wait to use it. It's adorable.
Oh, they're fun. Renee is just an awesome person.
Well, let's talk about her. Let's hold that thought. We're gonna go to a break very shortly, and we'll talk about her and how you came to meet her.
Oh, yes.
When we come back. I do want to mention that Deb Mayhew Artistry is over at the Independence Mall in Kingston. She's at the red entrance across from the food court. And I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Power right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you a passionate business owner struggling with how to make your marketing communications more powerful? Do you wonder if they are working to bring in new customers? Hi, I'm Laura Willis of Willis Works Communications. All of us are bombarded with brand messages and images every day, making it harder to attract more business. As a brand strategist, I use a combination of both art and science to help you authentically connect with more customers. To build a more passion-focused, powerful brand that will help your business grow, email me at laura@willis-works.com.
Got photos? Physical Photos, formerly known as Image is Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
Hi, I'm Suzanne Gordon, branch manager at Eastern Bank. At Eastern Bank, we care about our employees, our customers, and the communities we serve. For over five consecutive years, Eastern Bank has been rated the number one small business association lender. We believe that creating the best possible work environment is important. At Eastern Bank, our philosophy has also awarded us six consecutive years as one of the top places to work by the Boston Globe. Visit me at our Carver Road branch in Plymouth or an Eastern Bank near you.
And and welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and we are here with Deb Mayhew Artistry. I love saying that. She's at the Independence Mall in Kingston at the red entrance across from the food court. And now, this was a funny story. I don't remember it completely, but you, Renee Thomas is an artisan, and she approached you with some sippy cups. So let's go ahead and explain the story, because it's kind of funny.
Well, in our store, we carry a variety of merchandise, and we have a lot of children's items. We have bibs and things like that. And if an artisan wants to display some of their merchandise in my store, I always let them know that I'm usually there on weekends, and please feel free to bring something in, and I'll take a look. And Renee approached me just off the court, and she said, I do a lot of hand-painted merchandise, and I was wondering if you'd be interested in hand-painted merchandise. I do sippy cups. And, of course, in my mind, I'm thinking the children's sippy cups, saying,
yes.
How does that work exactly?
I know. That's what I used to call it. We used to call it sippy cups when my kids were little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know, by all means, bring something in. I'll take a look at it. Well,
and you're like, what the heck is this woman going to bring me?
Yeah. And when she ever brought these glasses in, I howled.
They're beautiful.
They're for those that aren't familiar with it, they're wine glasses, and she writes various sayings.
I'm going to take mine out of
the
package right now.
She writes various sayings on them. They're beautiful, and we can do a little custom work on that, because a lot of times during the holiday season, customers will ask if we can put, like, Nancy's sippy cup or something like that, and we can do that.
Yeah, but so customized. So you will do some
Okay. We do some customization.
Well, you gave me a lovely one. It's got beautiful flowers on it. It says, whatever, sippy cup, and it is a beautiful wine glass. And I'm going to happily use it today when I get home. I love it. It's beautifully done. And this is affordable, and it's quality.
It is.
And so how do you go through that process? Have you turned anybody away?
We have.
Probably because you already have someone in the store with a similar product.
Correct. We have a non-competition rule in the store.
Okay.
So if I have someone that does, for example, we have Kathy Loja. She does creations by Country Creations. She does a lot of signs, and she'll stamp the signs, like the town signs, or with sayings, things along that line.
Love it. I have a wall in my house with the signs, with all words. Mm-hmm. I love it.
She also does a lot of grapevine wreaths and things like that. So if someone came to me and said, I do signs, I'd say, I'm sorry, I already have an artisan that does that.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to keep it so that we protect the artisans in the store. We also have designs by D'Amato, Donna D'Amato. She does a very unique craft. She takes old plates and she glues them together, and then she puts them on a rod that you and then you put them in your garden, and it's really beautiful garden art.
Oh, wow! Yeah,
That's
very interesting.
Pretty. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And now, so you obviously you only have a certain amount of square footage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you have a wait list of some sort if people do want to share in the team effort that you're promoting at the store?
We try to maintain a list of those folks that would like to join us. That presently I have someone that's occupying that craft. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I do. But we still have an opportunity for probably another two or three artisans, depending on what their craft is.
Obviously, how small their craft is, or how large, depending on the size of their products.
Mm-hmm.
Now, generally, how many products does each artisan have? Do they all vary? Somebody might have 20 items, somebody might have 100, depending on the size of their product.
Yeah, and also the versatility of what they do. For example, we have Gloria Sheffer from Baby So Cute. She does a lot of fleece stuff, fleece receiving blankets, fleece throws. Say that.
I know.
Few times.
That's a tongue twister, right?
She does pillows, and she also does hats, both for summer and for fall. Scarves. She does anything really has to do with sewing and fleece. So she has a lot more items in the store than say Fran Allen, who's from Thunder's Heart. She does wine glass charms.
Oh, okay.
So she has a small display with her charms. So it really depends on the art. I couldn't have someone that did rugs or someone that did huge murals. I don't have the space for that.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, what are the price ranges of all of these artisans?
They vary. I would say for the most part, things are under $50. For example, the sippy cup that you have is roughly around $16, $15.95. Most of the jewelry is anywheres from a low of $13 up to $48. There are a couple of high-end pieces in there, but we're looking to have things that are affordable for everyone's budget. It's not just about the photography piece of it. It's about mm-hmm. all the other artisans as
and
well.
And obviously, you are the photographer in the store, and you're not going to have another photographer.
That's correct.
Now, what about geographical limitations? What if somebody hears the show that is really a little bit more branched out of Massachusetts? Is there any kind of limitations in that way?
They would have to be able to continue to stock
and come
back
to
the
and
store
forth.
Frequently. Mm-hmm. One of the folks that I have from JDK Woodworking, John Luke and Diane Luke, they do these great folk art birdhouses. They're just awesome.
Oh, I saw those. Yep.
They're awesome, and our customers love them, and they walk by and they'll say, doesn't that look like Grandpa? Or doesn't that look like so-and-so? It's just comical, the conversations. He makes them out of sawmill lumber, and when they're put outside, they will have a really cool patina to them when they weather. Now, John originally was from Mansfield, and he relocated to New Hampshire to set up a bigger shop and such. So John's able to keep up with the demand as well. Mm-hmm. So our customers are from within Massachusetts. Patty Roy, Creations by Patty, she's out of Rhode Island, northern Rhode Island.
How are they finding you?
Well, I met Patty and I met John and a few of the other artisans I met at the various festivals that I was at.
That you were at. You mm-hmm. made, you kept those connections.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think the JDK,
JDK Woodworking.
Designs. Wouldn't that be great to have one birdhouse for each member of the family, right?
We had so many people buy one for Grandma, one for Grandpa.
Oh, love it.
And birds do live in them. They're not. Some people think that they could be scary, but birds do live in them. We have one in our home, and we have a bird that lives in as well.
Well, that's what you want, though.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
Now, we got a couple of more minutes, mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit more about your photography before we go to break.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to mention this one photo that just struck me. It's a boat on the water, and the sunset is setting in the background, so it's that bright orange and reddy, fiery colors, but the water itself has an orange patina to it, and it almost looks like silk. Now, when did you take that photo? Do you remember?
That was probably one of the first ones. First, within the first few months when I was shooting photographs.
Really?
It just reminded me of...
So you were that good right in the first couple of months. You were
well,
that
good.
Well,
I did take photography in high school. I did did take some of that, but of course it was filmed then. And with film, I like to take a lot of shots. I will take probably 20 or 30 shots just to get
that
one or
one
two.
I
want that split second... That split second vision
mm-hmm.
that if you blinked, you'd miss. So
yes.
I do a lot of that. In that particular photograph, the boat was going back to port, and all I could think of was, this is the end of a tiring day,
mm-hmm.
and he's just kind of lonely going across the water.
Oh, it's just the most beautiful photo that I almost have ever seen about a water and the boat, everything. It's just so amazing.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so we're going to go to a break. We're not ready yet for a break. Yeah, maybe. All right. Well, when we come back, I want to talk about how your photography really differentiates from other photographers.
You got it.
Okay. So we are with Deb Mayhew Artistry. She's at the Independence Mall in Kingston at the Red Entrance. And I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Power right here on 95.9 WATD.
Got photos? Physical photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
The Plymouth Area Chamber of Commerce is a business organization with over 750 members across the Lower South Shore. They exist to serve not only local businesses, but the community at large. They offer a variety of business networking opportunities, sound a strong voice on local and regional business issues, offer educational seminars and special programs to their members. They also develop and support economic initiatives that improve the overall quality of life in the region. Join the Plymouth Area Chamber today. For more information, visit PlymouthChamber.com.
Hi, this is Meredith Gordon from WineFlowersGlass.com, and when I'm painting in my studio, I love to listen to Powerful Women Revealed. Every Sunday at 12:15 on 95.9 WATD.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and we're with Deb Mayhew Artistry. And we just have one little segment left. I know we want to mention a couple of the more of the other artisans that are in the store. But first, let's talk about how your photography is different. How do you feel like it's different? I know what I think is different.
Well, I think I look at the world a little differently. I try to share an experience with each of the photographs in some way, hoping that they'll speak to someone along the way. As far as how we put them together and we print them, a lot of the photography in my store I print on 61-pound presentation mat, which is a little different. It is good for photography. However, many of the photographs can also have a watercolor effect, which is kind of cool.
What does that mean?
It has the presentation mat will absorb the colors a lot more, and it can have just enough of a flood of color that it can almost look like a watercolor at times.
It's
you really have to see it to really get it. But and then we also have all of the larger prints I have to print through a company, and that's always on a luster finish. It's an Endura paper. It's a really good quality paper. But I think just my vision, I don't stick to one thing. I don't do just oceans or seascapes. I have my camera with me a lot, and if I see something that's a little unusual, I wonder how that would look in a picture. So
I wanted to post, you had something with snow. And it was really beautiful, and I wanted to post it, but I thought everyone's going to get mad at me because we've just had so much snow. No one's going to like it if I put it out there. So I'll wait until we get snow again in the winter. Now, who did you want to mention earlier? You have a couple of more of the artists that are there.
Oh, gosh. We have some great artisans. We have James Lingil. He does stained glass, beautiful, beautiful stained glass. He used to do a lot of repair work on church windows. And I said, well, I don't think I quite have enough space for that when he first came in.
Yeah.
But he does extremely beautiful work. Lingil, Holly Hill Heirloom Quilts, Pat D'Alessandro, she does phenomenal work. She does a lot of our placemats and runners. She makes cool table runners. They're only 36 inches long, so that if you have a table for four, you can put the placemats all the way around and not have this thing dragging over the sides.
Oh.
It's really, really nice. She does beautiful quilting, too. Although we don't carry her quilts, it was more of a space issue and a sales issue. She was able to sell them a lot better at more of a craft-type event. Business. So we.
And now, does everyone have their business cards there so that they can?
Pretty much.
If somebody really falls in love with their line of work, they can.
We'll connect them to them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll send them. We'll give them their email address, or we'll call them. But yeah, I do have their business cards as well.
Now, what I do want to ask you. I mean, I have the photo business, that, and we met a couple of years ago, and we've kept in contact with each other. But I have, many people have said, why don't you put some of your products in a store? And I've always just stayed away from it because I felt like I wasn't able to do it in an affordable way.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you able to do that? Obviously you can't give away all your information about what you're doing, but is there any kind of tips maybe that you can give somebody? If they can't get into your store, maybe there's a suggestion of how they can get into another store.
I would just keep trying.
Yeah, don't give up.
Never, never give up. If you really believe that your work is good, people will come in and they'll show me the different items. And if I can't accommodate them, I can usually direct them to another business or give them some tips on how to start at craft events and things along that line. What we try to do is have the artisan come in with their product, and I take a look at it, and now I can pretty well judge what will sell and what won't sell.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we had handbags, and you would think in a mall environment handbags would sell wonderfully, and they didn't.
Yeah.
And these were really beautiful bags. So we've kind of gotten away from that. But if they bring in their product, I can take a look at it and really kind of gauge whether or not it's something that we're going to be able to sell. I'm very outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
And I am definitely not mainstream. So if it's really unusual, I really love it.
Yeah.
And we try to present that to the customers in the best fashion. And when customers come in looking for that special item from someone, we'll ask them, how old the person is and do they love the ocean? Do they have a special place that they like to visit? And we sell a lot of product in that way. We're able to really identify what that item is that can really help them.
And really match it to the individual, the person that's going to receive the gift.
Absolutely.
Because I do that too in my business. You know, someone will say, well, I'd love to give a... Well, we narrow it down. What's the photograph? What's their favorite place? And what hobbies do they have? And can we guide them and fit something into their lifestyle?
Mm-hmm. And if we don't have the specific item, we can have an artisan help them out.
And make it.
Yep.
So, which is back to the custom products.
We can customize...
The custom sippy cups.
Yeah, we can customize sippy cups. We can... Kathy Loja can make signs specific if someone has a favorite saying, depending on the number of words, of course. But
yeah,
she can make the signs.
Or the number of letters that are in the...
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If someone has a particular size for a photograph that they want that I don't have in the store, I can get that for them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all different things. We had from... John made a birdhouse for someone that was a firefighter, and they wanted a red hat, and he made the red hat for them. So we can
wonderful.
Do some things for people. Not everything, but we can do some things. They just have to wait a little while for it.
Mm-hmm. Which is fine. This is totally understanding. Anything that's custom has to take time.
Absolutely.
I always say in my business, it's not a drive-through business.
Exactly.
I take my time, and I have a couple of businesses, so I have to use my time wisely. Is there anyone else on your list that you want to mention that you haven't
absolutely.
Mentioned yet?
Absolutely. We have some great gift baskets from Diane Yost, Basket Creations by Di.
Is that your sister?
It is.
She makes the actual basket.
She assembles them. She will buy the components, and then she'll assemble them for a gift basket. And she sells quite a number of them at the holiday seasons.
Mm-hmm.
She also does baby gift baskets and things like that. So she does a terrific job with that. We have a new artisan, Jeannie Lee Perrin, who's written a book. And she also has her supporting stuff, swirly bobs and cards and things like that to go along with it. And then we have Christina Koontz from I, the Goddess Pottery, who just does fabulous, fabulous pottery, very reasonably priced, very, very pretty. Sterling Glassworks, Joe Taylor, he's out of the Worcester area. He does a lot of sun catchers and starfish and seahorses, and he does some awesome work. I already mentioned Pat D'Alessandro. We also have Sweet Pea Kids for Jan Bruno. Makes doll clothes for 18 and 15-inch dolls. Won't mention the
name
doll
of the
is.
Doll.
Yep, but it will fit those types of dolls.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great business with that. We also have Your Enchanted Closet. That's Barbara Gilligan. She makes, she will buy some like onesies and things like that, and then she hand appliques a lot of things.
Oh, that's nice.
And then we also have, she makes these fabulous children's capes for princesses and the superhero capes for the young guys.
Oh, that's adorable.
We do a great business with her. And then finally, we have Linda Gigliotti from Novelties. She does some awesome, cool stuff with ties. And they have all different professions on them, like pencils and rulers and boats and crab.
And she makes the ties.
She sews the ties. They're 100% cotton. They're washable, ironable, and they're great.
Wonderful.
Absolutely great.
You know, I just applaud you. We are almost out of time. I do applaud you for, you know, really being so open and giving and to welcome all of these crafters in your store.
I
think it's powerful, and I think it's amazing, and I love what you're doing.
Why, thank you.
And we are almost out of time. I want to ask you about your photography, though. We have about a minute left. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you have? You have the prints. You can have them framed. Do you do cards? Do you do other products? We should talk offline. But is there anything else that you're offering?
We do some cards. I have photo cards with 4x6 prints stuck onto the front of them that someone can give that card to someone and they can take that photograph and frame it so that they always have a memory of that card. So they're blank on the inside and they have the photo on the outside.
Oh, nice. Yep. So you specifically make them 4x6
yep.
and the sizes of frames.
That's right.
Okay. Well, you can find Deb Mayhew at Deb Mayhew Artistry. She's at the Independence Mall in Kingston over at the Red Entrance, which is basically where the Uno's used to be mm-hmm. for all of the people that are in the close vicinity. And remember, the Uno's restaurant. Is there a restaurant there now?
There is not.
Oh, well, hopefully
they're
they'll get one.
They're working on it. They're working on it.
Hopefully they'll get one because I'll be one of the first people to come in. And I'm so happy that you came here today. You are a lovely guest. You're such a trooper, and you're like a professional pro here today. it was really delightful to have you here, and we will give you all the information. If you're looking for Deb's website, we'll post that all on the Facebook page. You can find all of the information and all of the guests at facebook.com/powerfulwomenrevealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and I hope you'll stay tuned next week after the news at noon. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, knowledge is power.
You're listening to 95.9 WATD. Stay tuned for AP Radio News.
The South Shore's first choice for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, and...